I've been in prison for 3 years. My dick gets hard after the wind blows.
You still want to show me your cucumber?
Your balls are filthy. Go to the ball washer now.
She said, I don't know if I've ever been good enough. I'm a little bit rusty and I think my head is caving in. And I don't know if I've ever been really loved by a hand that's touched me, and I feel like something's gonna give, and I'm a little bit angry. Well, this ain't over, no, not here. Not while I still need you around. You don't hold me, we're not changing. Yeah, we just might. Push you around. Well, I will. Well, I will. I wanna push you down. Well, I will. Well, I will. I won't take you for granted. I wanna take you for granted. Yeah, yeah, well, I will. I'm a little untrusting when I think that the truth is gonna hurt ya. And I don't know why you couldn't just stay with me. You couldn't stand to be near me when my face don't seem to wanna shine. Cause it's a little bit dirty, oh well. Well, don't you stand there, say nice things to me. I've been cheated, I've been wrong. You don't know me. Yeah, well, I can't change. Well, I won't do anything at all. I wanna push you around. Well, I will. Well, I will. I wanna push you down. Well, I will. Well, I will. I wanna take you for granted. Don't bowl me over, just wait a minute. Well, I can't tell apart, things get so crazy, crazy. Don't rush this, baby. Don't rush this, baby, baby. I wanna push you around. Well, I will. Well, I will. I wanna push you down. Well, I will. Well, I will. I wanna take you for granted. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wanna take you. Take you. Yeah, I will. 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 Yeah, yeah. Push you.
Son of a bitch, you moved the cemetery, but you left the bodies, didn't you? You son of a bitch, you left the bodies and you only moved the headstone!
And here he is with an open mind and a hole in his head to prove it, Mr. Know-It-All!
Wow, talk about introductions. Anyway, today on the show we got Panther with us.
Hey, this is Panther calling the Assassin Hotline. I got a problem. We need drive space. Well, it seems like we have some space over at the Media One servers. And we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about some other things.
So the web space there, Panther, is supposedly sponsored by, or is it all clan-owned?
Well, it's basically owned by the clan. We don't have any current sponsors. FP Gaming used to sponsor us, and they're going on to bigger and better things, as most of you know. When FP Gaming stopped sponsoring us, we changed hosts to more services, more things like that, and actually cheaper per month than we were paying before. So as the clan treasurer, I've been selling those Panther A3D kits. Get yours today. We'll have about, 20, 25 left. When I get down to about 10, there'll be some urgencies. Hey, guys, get it now. This is it. I'll probably post some stuff on the web also. But once they're gone, they're gone. I don't have supplies for any more. So far, I haven't had anybody find any decent pricing on the bearings, which seem to be the key component.
The key component for the trackball you're speaking.
Right. Yeah, when you get the body oils off your hands, get on the trackball, the balls get all grungy, the little metal bearings in there.
I had heard a rumor on something like that, that also taking a little bit of fine sandpaper to the outside of the bearings.
Sure, once they're black and crusty, that's not a bad idea. Go ahead and take a little bit of fine, I say like 300 grit sandpaper, or those green Scotch-Brite pads work real well. Shine that surface back up as shiny as you can get it, because then what you'll do is you'll eat off the corrosion that's causing the gritty feel or the bumps. But once the chroming is gone on the outside of those bearings, they don't last very long. They corrode up real quick.
What does the kit basically include?
The kit has replaceable bearings. Basically, the kit started from some old Assassin 3Ds, now being marketed as the Panther. It's just a trackball by itself, no joystick. But they have three of the metal bearings, the two metal springs, and inside your unit you'll see there's a metal bar with the encoder wheel on it and a little rubber roller. There's two of those in there, two of those assemblies. Miscellaneous screws.
Okay.
The screws are just something we threw in a bunch of the kits.
And if I remember right, there were also a couple of feet pads, foot pads.
Oh, that's right. Those little rubber foot pads off the old Wingman Extremes. I find they work great on the bottom of the kit, so it keeps it sturdy and steady on your desk.
Yeah, I noticed mine kind of slides around a little bit.
Yeah, and if you look at the bottom, a lot of people have noticed that when they flip their Panther XL over, they'll see that the rubber feet covering those little screws has moved around. They'll move around on the bottom. There's probably extras to those of people that want them. I have a bunch here. Those little rubber feet, I don't put them over the screw holes. It's for the to get the widest possible base. Actually, off of the screw holes works better.
All right, so basically, where all the money for this is going is for server donations.
Absolutely. I took out, collected the first over $100 from the kits, went straight to the clan stuff right away. I did take out $25 for miscellaneous shipping charges and what like that. The rest of it, and that's all covered now. So the rest of the money I get off the kit, I'm giving straight to the clan. Currently being used for hosting our domain. We currently have, all our guilds recently seem to have, fired back up. That's kind of the normal after the holidays thing that happens, as we've seen. Ones of us have been here since more than last year. Saw the same thing happening last holiday season. That's normal. You know, we get busy in the holiday time visiting our family and visiting our loved ones and all that stuff. So as we're getting back up, we do have, as you mentioned, a few new things going on. Malleus, Charles Lane, has taken over the RA2 ladder. Wants to get that into a real active type of thing where somebody has a match every day, and I think that's great. All it's going to take is some automation of the process. That was real hard.
The RA2 guild, the Thunderwalker Capture the Flag, and also the Capture the Flag. Now what about Deathmatch? Steve-O's going to be handling that one, right?
Right, yeah. Steve-O's decided to go ahead and take on the Q2DM stuff. Sounds through spam or whatnot that they're starting to get some things organized, getting it together to get it rocking again, which will be cool. The DM guild's had a hiatus now for a few months. Some of the other cool things that are happening with the website: Dark Knight is putting together a web help area. In the web help area, we're going to have some basic pages open to anybody and everybody that will help new users set up their IRC settings and their ICQ stuff and help them who to contact to get set up with clan spam and your clan email address. With all these new features and things we've got, it's turned out to be a real nightmare getting everything set up. With the new guild leaders, whatnot, I think we'll start seeing some real activity here in the near future. Another one of the things that Dark Knight is doing that I wanted to mention here, we're going to be setting up a private area of the clan website. I think it's going to be really cool that we'll have a private area where we can put things like our strategies. We could also do some other neat things there with private pages, like a private forum where only clan members can see it. Maybe help alleviate the spam so much. Hopefully Malleus will work out the news group thing, which I'm personally looking forward to. I think we're big enough now that we need more than what we should be able to, but that what we can handle through email. News groups, should allow everybody to follow along the threads they want to follow along.
Well, for some reason, we lost the connection there with Panther, and they had a lot of interesting stuff as far as the RAG guilds and so on and so forth. I'd like to maybe try and do these interviews a little bit different. I noticed where I'm messing up this time, and like I say, we're trying to get better every time.
I wonder where a guy, an everyday Joe like myself, can find a little action.
You ain't getting shit out of me. I've been constipated all week, and there ain't a damn thing you can do about it.
I don't know if y'all got the message from Deathbringer or not, but in case you missed it, here it is.
Woo! Fire in the hole! Fire in the hole!
All I can say about that, Deathbringer, is if you want to send a message out to everybody, and it's going to be something like that, it should be real manly. Let me give you an example here. Anyway, that's what you get there, Deathbringer. Getting back on the better, brighter subjects here. Wish we could have kept the interview with Panther going a little bit longer. I'm going to go ahead and close this one out with a little note from Viper.